News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Many people were on trolleys waiting for a hospital bed last month. In fact, more than any June since 2022 during the pandemic. Phil Nihay is with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, their General Secretary. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
I had experience of this myself, not myself personally, but with somebody who was in the ED last month in Cork. I couldn't get over how busy it was. It just, at one stage, there were seven ambulances parked outside the front door. People were lined up on corridors, and it wasn't even mid-morning by the time the place was heaving with humans. Why are we still doing this? Because summer is supposed to be the quiet time.
Exactly the point, I suppose. And it just goes to show that we simply don't have enough capacity. So I suppose if you look at it from the big picture, Sláintecare was supposed to resolve a lot of these issues. And I suppose if you look at how Sláintecare has been implemented, you would say, well, it hasn't done a very good job, particularly by not focusing on community and outside hospital services. So it's very clear to us that the majority of our services are still provided in the hospital centre. And that requires a person to be admitted. And that requires a person to have a bed. But unfortunately, we know from our figures, we count trolleys, as you know, every day. It's only one measure, but it is a measure that we've been doing since 2006. So we have a good comparative look at how this position is going. So there are more people attending hospitals. There are more people being admitted. There are actually, in the last number of months, more people being discharged. But there still are not enough beds for those that need them.
So, we back to the classic argument of demographics. Yeah, the demographics is the issue here. It's not that the bed managers are not doing their jobs.
No, it definitely is capacity, undoubtedly. We have a growing population. We have, obviously, everybody knows our population is over 5 million. We have a bed capacity that is set in and around a decade and a half ago. And we have not sufficiently increased the services in the community that would mean we don't need to increase our inpatient beds. Now, Sláintecare said, and all of the ESRI population studies say, even if you did that, you would still need to increase your inpatient hospital beds. And you see, when you think about this, to increase your inpatient hospital beds, you need to increase your staffing. But the HSE have a pay and number strategy. One manager was advising our members yesterday that there will be no further recruitment in nursing for the rest of the year. Now, what does that mean? That means you can't open any more beds. Yeah. So
When the minister is going on, and she was talking to Gav Riley on his programme on Virgin on Monday night, and she was going like a coach in four through hospital management, saying they're not doing their job. She was particularly scathing of Cork in particular, and it didn't reconcile with my experience when I was in that hospital watching what was going on around the person that I was supporting who was in there. Every bed was full. Every bed was being turned over within an hour. It wasn't as if there was beds being left. Like, I think she was in a different experience to what everyone was. It's a capacity issue. It is nothing to do with... We're over blaming doctors, bed managers for the problem. It's a government issue.
Well, it is. And the bottom line is, if you put restrictions on recruitment, if you don't invest in opening additional community beds, providing more home help services, and then expect hospitals to be very efficient when they can't discharge to appropriate places, that doesn't make any sense. That's just seeking to apportion blame. And Cork University Hospital is a huge hospital. It's very busy. It provides a lot of services that are not provided, for example, in other hospitals in the region, like Kerry, for example, or Waterford. So they have the Neuro Centre. It and Beaumont are the only two. You have to protect beds for that. And we know from our figures, their surge capacity, which isn't the count we do, but the HSE surge capacity shows that the surge capacity in CUH has gone up by 102% in the first 6 months of this year. That means that they are placing patients in areas that are not formally designated as beds, inpatient beds. So they have a huge capacity problem.
There was one individual bed on a ward that was in a corridor. It was in a nook. Somebody had been put on a ward in a nook.
Exactly.
And had to stay there. It was. I couldn't get over it when I saw it.
And I suppose we have a number of avenues to address these issues. But the biggest issue right now is we must get rid of any restrictions on recruitment, because we need to open more beds. We need to make sure we can staff those beds. And each time the HSE comes to us saying, we're going to open more beds, we're going to say, where are the staffing? And that just delays the issue. We need more beds. We need more staff to staff those beds. And the winter isn't even here.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.